Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here from Radio Row in Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis, and we have the man, the myth, the legend, back on the air with us. He used to do the post-game show with us.
In 2013 was my last year with you guys.
Going on to bigger and better things, working now with Sirius XM Radio, Adam Kaplan. Adam, it's great having you here to talk birds.
Chris, good to be here. I've known you a long time. This is something that, quite frankly, I didn't expect from your football team here. I was not expecting this. I was expecting the team that the Eagles are playing, the Patriots, to be in the Super Bowl. I did pick them to play Seattle, where Seattle didn't go very far this year. But it's always good when it's unexpected, because the feeling is like, wow, you start building momentum. Whereas when it's expected, like the Patriots, I'm sure their fans are like, oh, we expected this. It's the joy to see the joy in Philadelphians' heart and their faces, and just see the jubilance after the championship game, Chris. It was something to behold. We were there, and it's pretty cool.
How special will it be for Philadelphians and Eagles fans all around the world if they can pull off the
if they win? I remember in 2005, the Eagles had a good team. There's no question about it. They were more of a veteran team.
Yeah.
Whereas this team is a good mixture of youth and veterans, and the coaching is phenomenal. I mean, you don't get here, Chris, unless you have great coaching. But I think that this team is a little bit more talented in spots, especially on the defensive line. Comparatively speaking, but the expectations coming into the season were not quite what they were in 2005. I mean, I know it. You know, it was 2004 season, 05 Super Bowl.
That was a Super Bowl or bust.
Right. Now, it's interesting you bring that up, because I remember talking to people about this at the trade deadline, people fairly close to the situation. They were kind of assessing where they were, and they were considering making one or two minor moves just to fortify the roster, but they would not sacrifice the future of the football team. Whereas I think in 04, 05, they would have done that. But here, what they did is they made the trade for Jay Ajayi. He's a younger player who's got another year left on his contract, who's young and very talented. So he added to the roster where they only had to give up a fourth-round pick.
Which, for a quality running back.
Right, for a guy who's coming. Now you know, see, Chris, this is what they were hoping. At some point, he would become the main ball carrier. Now he is. So clearly, the trade has been worth it.
Okay, so we all know the job that Doug Peterson has done from a coaching standpoint, and John DeFilippo with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles in the playoffs.
Sure.
Can you give us another coach, another assistant, and I'll let you ponder this for a second here, who has done an outstanding job, but maybe has gone a little more under the radar because everyone is talking about Jim Schwartz, John DeFilippo, and Doug Peterson.
Mike Groh, the receivers coach.
That's a great call.
From the Rams. So it's interesting. Most people don't know this. DeFilippo and Groh interviewed for the same job as a pass coordinator job before he got the job with the Eagles. We're talking about DeFilippo. And Mike got that job. I talked to the Rams about Mike, and they said that he did a phenomenal job. All of their receivers had career seasons under Mike for that one season. Though the quarterback struggled a little bit, the receivers actually had very good seasons.
Yeah.
And the one thing they told me is he coaches hard, but he gives a lot of positive reinforcement. And I know from talking to people close to Mike that his biggest goal was to get Nelson Agholor back on track, and my goodness gracious, has that happened. So if you're an Eagles fan, the best is yet to come for Nelson Agholor. As well as he's played this season, we'll even get better. I think Mike Groh has done a phenomenal job. Corey Unlin, who had come under fire the previous 2 years, he's taken the secondary to a new level. You know what? When you're given talent to work with, Chris, you know this from evaluating this roster. You know, coaches become better when they have talent. Well, they don't have enough talent. Like last year when the Eagles were 7-9, they just needed talent upgrades. And Howie Roseman and Joe Douglas just did a phenomenal job of attacking this roster. It's been something to marvel at.
Cap, does it look like that the coaching staff will remain intact?
It's a great question. You know, I was Jim Schwartz, I thought there was a pretty good chance he would stay. He's going to stay. That was a huge get for them to get him initially, being the fact that he'll be back again. And then DeFilippo, I thought, would get a head coaching job or have a good chance at it. It was either him or Matt Nagy for the Bears head coaching job. I know both those guys kind of grew up in the game together. They know each other pretty well. So I think DeFilippo might have a chance for the Vikings offensive coordinator job.
Okay.
That's what's out there. But if they could keep him and Frank Reich, who's done a great job of managing the big picture of the quarterbacks and helping Doug with the game planning, which is very important because you need that. You need someone who's been through it. Remember, Frank had been an offensive coordinator for the Chargers. He's been a quarterbacks coach before. They seem to all work together, and just just to be able to work in tandem, you see defensively with Jim Schwartz, it's been something to marvel at. And I think fans have to understand this: there's no substitute for great coaching. You cannot get the Super Bowl without it, and they certainly have it.
How much are you looking forward to the chess match between Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, John DeFilippo, and Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia?
It's going to be fun. I'm glad you brought that up because each year, you know, last year, you had Josh McDaniels and, of course, called a great game except to the end. Things happened. Belichick was a chess match. How could they shut down McDaniels? They did for three quarters. The Falcons were great. Then the Falcons didn't do as well as in the fourth quarter. So it's a series of adjustments. You saw in the championship game where Schwartz, Chris, they got off to a bad start. First series, I mean, they did not defend well at all. And then Jim made adjustments, and you saw they shut him down the rest of the game. Offensively, it's to get things going, to figure out what Belichick and Matt Patricia are trying to do to them. Doug, the word around the league is he generally adjusts very well on the fly. This will be his biggest test. Yes, the Patriots don't have great personnel and defense, but they execute fairly well. They have one of the NFL's best red zone defenses. So this is where the game plan comes into fruition here. And then how do the coaches adjust in-game? This is a great subject, but you and I could talk for an hour. We don't have that
certainly
time. But I think it's a great chess match. When the fans watch Sunday, watch Doug in the first quarter as he adjusts on what he sees from Belichick and Patricia. The first quarter, sometimes, Chris, that's when games are won.
Certainly. You can try and set things up for later in the game. The Patriots do a great job of adjusting, and it'll be interesting to see how the Eagles counter to the Patriots' counterpunch, so to speak.
Right, right. And then will they come out with the run-pass options with Nick? Because now it's on tape. Belichick knows it. He's had 2 weeks to prepare for it. Now what do you do? Will the Patriots go to a 3-4 front instead of a 4-3? They're going to have some the Eagles haven't seen or they're not quite expecting, but you have to expect the unexpected in the Super Bowl.
That's the fun part of this.
Yes.
Looking forward. So we can't wait for Sunday to get here enough. Am Kaplan, great talking to you again here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we continue our coverage here from Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis.